The last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of The Last Savior. Well, whenever you are, I hope you're doing well. And this is Asma. I have got the honor to be here as your host. And with me, I have Brother Liaqat. Assalamu alaikum, brother,
alaykum and welcome. Alaykum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me here.
So thank you for being here. So, another episode of Last Savior, and technically we're going to be answering the major questions that says, one of them actually, when we face a tough moral choice, why does it help to imagine someone we respect watching us? Mm-hmm. And how is the Imam that ultimate watcher?
Okay.
How is it that he's the ultimate watcher?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, basically, psychologically speaking now, psychologists have found that when people are kept in a place where they are being watched, they have performed better.
Yeah.
The performance is better.
Yes.
And when it is like nothing or no one is being watched, the performance degraded, unfortunately.
Yeah. Because anarchy, and then things are not going to look well.
This concept is called social facilitation. So when you're watched, you're good. When you're not watched, you're bad, okay?
Yeah.
Or you're not that good, which you're showing. Like, not you, but generally people, okay?
Yes.
So the more interesting concept over here is about people. They are placed in front of audience, okay? In experiments, of course. And then there was a second group of people which was told that imagine that you are in the middle of audience. That is imagined audience, okay? And to the astonishment, the group of people upon whom experiments have been conducted, who have considered that they are imagined audience. They are audience. They are no audience, but they are imagining that they are audience.
Yeah.
And they are performing. They have performed better. So you see, like, oh, this is astonishing. There are no audience. There's no one to look at the person. But he is performing better. But with this thought that there's no one to look at, his performance is not good. Okay?
Of course.
Yeah. So the concept of watcher is very important in the religion of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara.
Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows Allah has created us. He is the main designer. So he knows that, okay, people will definitely perform better.
So the translation of that verse was that,
Don't you know, doesn't he know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him? So, of course, it is me, you, everyone,
the
listeners, yeah. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches us, yeah. The concept of watching, the concept of the angels upon the shoulders
yeah.
in the riwayat, of course. Why is it kept on the shoulders? It's not like, okay, there are two angels sitting on my shoulder, that it's getting more heavier day by day because of the deeds.
Yes.
Is my right shoulder getting heavier or my left shoulder?
That's why I get neck issues.
Neck issues? Astaghfirullah. So, you know, this is not about the concept of getting more neck pain, but it's actually about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introducing us about the concept of watchers who are upon us, and not just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're not just left alone.
You're not left alone.
Someone is watching you.
And even from a lot of ahadith, the Imam is also the watcher. Imam is the witness of hadiths. He knows everything, what is happening, and he's witnessing it. And the Holy Prophet, the Imams, the rest of the Imams.
And what a shame that sometimes we forget.
Oh, sometimes. I sure, is it sometimes? Or is it always?
Most of the time.
And yeah, exactly. Like, unfortunately.
You see, because we get drowned in life,
in the
material life. Like when you have to deal with different materialistic issues, like the hustles and muscles of the world, you get lost in the busyness of this world.
Unfortunately. You know, the thing is, the perspective, what we have is unfortunately, frankly speaking, is we are busy in our life and we want our goals to be attained, and the goals are not at all in line with the concept of Mahdaviya.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the reason there are issues, there are problems, the Imam is not reappearing and all these things.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, our goal is not the Imam to reappear, to be frank.
At least we don't show it in our action.
At least, yeah. Like, we say that we want the Imam to reappear, but really, are we doing something or for his reappearance? And you know, like, if there was a person who asked me, okay, fine, there's a problem in my family. I'm just giving an example. Because I'm a counselor, normally I get these issues, okay? There's a problem in my family, so how will it help if I solve the problem in my family with the reappearance, concept of reappearance, that the Imam will reappear because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. So let me put forward in another way the same issue. If you solve the problem of your family in a good way, in good terms, politely, calmly, lovely, what happens is you are creating grounds inside yourself. Creating grounds for the Imam to reappear is not that he wants a big ground, he wants a big place where he can descend, he can rule upon. No, he wants people. You, as a person, as a Shia, right now, you, by being polite and calm and trying to solve your family issue, you are creating grounds inside you, like you are becoming capable, okay?
And if the time of the reappearance, people are going to look like the ocean, you are one of the drops of that ocean.
Yeah,
so
you are one of the reasons. You are one of the reasons.
Exactly.
You see, you became the reason now. You became the reason right now, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So this is very important that people don't think it in this manner. And like, people go to work, they go to job, they earn everything for the sake of themselves, not for the sake of the Imam. This perspective should be changed.
Yeah.
Do everything the way you want and you are doing right now. You have example, the family, there's their wife, husband, children, parents, everyone. And the community is having majalis, like hayat, the congregations and hayat of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein al-Islam, everything is in its place. Like the father going out to earn and the mother cooking food for the children, everything is in its place. Everything will happen in the same manner. But the perspective is changed. That's it. So changing the perspective is not like, okay, we have to leave everything, we won't earn anymore. It's not like this.
Yeah.
Imam doesn't want this to happen either, you see. It's like changing the perspective. What I'm doing right now is for the sake of my Imam. Yeah. Like, I'll try my level best with this act of mine. I'll try to keep it in line with the religion of Islam.
Exactly.
So that I am obeying my Imam and I am creating grounds for myself. And for my family
Since everything
members.
Works based on your intention, even if you are running in the direction of worldly matters, do it with the intention of helping people, of being a soldier for the Imam to come.
And the question which you have asked, like watchers, like when people do perform, when they are watched.
Yeah.
Definitely, this is because of this reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept inbuilt. It's an innate fitra nature. It's an innate nature that people do perform better when they are felt that they are under the mahzar, they are in present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they perform it more better. And this is lacking in us. And the concept of Mahdaviya is also lacking. Like, they don't consider the Imam is watching us, you see. So when the intention shifts from personal level to the Imam level, like basically, I am being watched by my Imam, so I need to perform better. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely help. On a larger scale, the person will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the same process. And then the person will always think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my watcher. He's watching me every single moment and I need to perform. So the problem is people psychologically have left the concept of being watched completely. Okay. That's the reason, okay? Mm-hmm. Allah has kept, you know, psychologists or psychology is not something which is like, which is from the human beings, okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, he is the main psychologist. Thing,
of
okay?
course, yeah.
He knows how he has created us. Exactly. So he knows what example, if I program human beings in this manner that if they are watched, they are going to perform better, then I am the ultimate watcher. But people are forgetting this. They're forgetting that Allah is the watcher. There are sins, there's destruction,
exactly.
There's turn, you see?
And so, to keep us in track, just I remembered something, to keep us in track with this fact that we are being watched by God and by Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, I remember someone was narrating a suggestion from the martyred Imam, from Imam Khamenei, and then he said that, I asked him for just suggestions to improve myself. And then he said, devote a certain time in your days for Imam Mahdi, ajalallah farajah. Like if you're reciting two pages of the holy book for him. Mm-hmm. And this would work in a way that it would remind me of the fact that I have this love relationship with the main watcher right now. Mm-hmm. And then if every day I remind myself of this fact, technically, I'm not going to sin in front of him.
Inshallah, yeah, probably. This is a good thing. Like people keep an empty chair in the house or an empty mirror or an empty photo album without a photo, of course. So everything to remind themselves. At least they are taking a step forward, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, yeah. And you know, there's also a verse of from the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and say, do as you will, for Allah will see your deeds, and so will His messenger and the believers.
Mm-hmm.
So over here, the believers, many commentators say that in tafsir, that the believers over here are the imams. Say, like, do as you will, like, Allah is the one who will see the messenger and the imams. So this is for everyone. It's not about Shias or Sunni or Hindu or Christian. For everyone, every single human being, Allah is the watcher. Allah sees everything, the messenger, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa salatu wasalam. So I think we need to behave more, inshallah, and we need to behave ourselves in a more better manner. When Allah is watching, why am I acting in the wrong way? Simple.
We need reminders, actually. That's why we have to have that connection every day. The praying and all those things are supposed to be reminders.
فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Definitely, reminder helps the believers.
Yes.
إِنَّ فَعَتِ الذِّكْرَ. Definitely. And people need to, like the listeners, me, you, everyone, of course, we need to keep reminders.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to think about it. Like, what reminder can I keep so that on a daily basis, I make myself, I would say,
aware of the fact that
I'm being watched
by the Almighty.
Yeah, so that I can perform better.
Yeah, and I think if my praying that I perform every day is not going to remind me of this fact, then I need to start do that reframing.
Definitely.
I need to rethink. What type of praying is this? Am I just acting? Is it just a practice or no? It's spiritually elevating me.
Amazing. And even the concept of riya that is done like for other people.
Hypocrisy.
And show off everything. Yeah. Which is done for the sake of other people. You know why people like over here, he or she is reciting in a better manner with a lot of tajweed and everything is because he is being watched. You see? So everywhere, like, this concept is there. Unfortunately, except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Ahlul Bayt, you see.
Although he is the one.
I have to do riya for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to do this show for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. I mean, like, I'm a good person. I'm a real Shia to you, the Imam of my time. I'm ready for you. Like, I'm doing it for you. Please, like, have a look on me. And you are there. Like, you are looking at me. But, yeah, unfortunately, people are not like this. And inshallah that we change this perspective. Inshallah that we become amongst those who think that we are watched. on a daily basis. And
yeah, and it will change a lot in the way we behave, in the way we look at other people, in the way we treat everyone, and even in the way we accomplish of ourselves.
Indeed.
So thank you very much, brother.
Thank you.
And thank you, dear listeners. Until another episode of The Last Savior, take care of yourself. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.